Brother, that is captured in time. There is a way to step out of time into eternity.
How? By simply believing it's true. Now then, do you believe? How do you come born? You come believing. What do you come believing? You come believing you're perfect. I ask you a question. I want you to give me an honest answer. Do you do that?
Yeah.
When did you start? About 2 weeks ago. Wow. Thank you, brother. Sister, do you do this? Sometime. Yes, brother?
When I come to one, it's open. He's not trying to do anything. It was sent this to me, and not even trying to put a soul to leap in, but she's been there and I believe the Lord, but not to even believe, you know.
Come to Lord, he knew I'd show the other man you still did.
And believing, I'm gonna have faith.
Okay, brother.
Not coming saying I'm perfect to the Lord, but just come to the Lord.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. That's good. That's wonderful. Because that's what was the next thing I wouldn't say. Now, you know the next thing you got to drop? You got to drop believing you're perfect. You got to drop believing that you are wholly out of Him, Judy, and flawless. I love the song that says, the bride eyes not her garment. You don't stand there saying, oh, thank God, I've come out of Christ and my robes are beautiful. Nothing was ever so gorgeous. I'm holy. I'm pure. Listen, go ahead and do it a minute. Just rejoice that in the sight of God, you're the only thing in the universe. That you are beautiful, you're whole, and you're perfect. Are you worthy of Him? Really worthy of Him? Now, you know, when I fell in love with Helen, she wasn't convinced. And she sure didn't want to just love me, you know. She had other plans. But I kept loving her and kept loving her till finally she couldn't find anything else better to do. So she decided she would love me. And then after that, there was no problem. I loved her. She knew it. She loved me, and I knew it. Have you ever, those of you who are married, have you ever had this exchange? Have you ever said to your wife, and you're just looking at her in your door and say, I love you. But then have you ever said, wow, you love me? Have you ever done that? That's just an amazing thing to realize, to sit there and realize you love me. So that's no problem between two humans. Sisters and brothers, it is a cataclysmic problem between a human, may I use this term, and a God. It's a tremendous problem between a human and the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Are you mostly human or are you mostly divine? Are you mostly human or are you mostly divine? You're all divine. Oh, this is a marvelous girl. She's all divine. I'm absolutely clear on one thing. That any relationship between us and the Lord Jesus Christ but this will completely miss
his mark. It will fall short of him. I cannot figure out a way to say that in the English language. I can only feel it deep within me. What is my relationship to Jesus Christ? If I take a stand on a relationship with Him, anything less than being His bride, come out of Him, perfect, spotless, and glorious, there will be a tension between the Lord and me from now to the day I die. There will be a standoff. It will be a reluctant wife. Okay. Then what can you do? There's only one thing to do, and that's to close your eyes and plunge into His love. I read a verse of Scripture. As the Father had loved me, even so do I love you. I ask the Lord for weeks now, what does that verse of Scripture mean? As the Father loved me, even so do I love you. I believe this is it. Would you all turn with me to 1 John 4? I'd like to ask everyone in this room to take this home. I could almost beg you to memorize it. I will stake everything I've said up until this night on this passage of Scripture. It's verse 16. It is 1 John 4:16. And we have come to know the love which God has for us. And we have come to believe the love which God has for us. Now I'll read it. And we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this love is perfected with us, that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, and because as he is, so also are we. The difference is, we're in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment. And the one who fears is not perfected in love. Now, what is perfect love? Verse 19, we love because he first loved us. Who are we loving in verse 19? We are loving him. Why are we loving him? Because he first loved us. All right, I'm going to stop there. And let's see if we can explain all this. Jesus said it, the Father loves me, and so do I love you. Here is God. Boy, we read a passage of Scripture this morning. Do you remember what it said about we have been called the children of God? What was it? We've been called. It's in first
of God, but it has not appeared to be shown.
We are called the children of God, yet it doesn't appear so and so and so and so. And then it says, we are called the children of God, which children we are. Now, I want you to watch this. There is God. Does he have any children? Does he? No. So he has one child. Who is it? Jesus Christ. Now then, Are there going to be more children? No. Not really. Not like that. Not like that. One came out of God. Jesus said over and over, I've come out of God. He came out of God. Did you come out of God? No. Where'd you come from? You came from Jesus Christ. Where did Eve come from? Where did you come from? Jesus Christ.
God had only one. God only created Adam. He did not create Eve. He built her. God only created one.
One child did he ever have. Where'd the rest of them come from? Out of the side of that child. Now then, out of that side came whom? His bride. And who is his bride? You.
Now then, when the Father looked down at Jesus Christ, was Christ perfect? Did Jesus ever look at the Father and fear him? Why? Because there is no punishment. Fear is only where there is... What, were you afraid of your daddy when you were young? He could paddle you. Did the Lord Jesus ever fear his Father? No. Did the Father look down with disdain upon his Son? How did he look upon his Son? Perfect.
Gloriously perfect. So how did he love him? With perfect love.
Lord Jesus looked up at the Father. Was the Father perfect?
Was the Lord disturbed about the Father? Did he feel that he was unworthy of the Father? Then did he receive the Father's love?
Then did he return the love to the Father? Why?
Because he'd come out of him and he was exactly like it. And there was no fear between them, and the love between them was perfect.
Do you have a sense of dread in coming to the Lord sometimes? And the sense of, I've done it, now I'm going to catch it now. Sister and brother, is that perfect love? What is perfect love?
Love without fear. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. There's one other thing about his, as the Father loved me, even so do I love you.
What did God do with his love? I don't have time for a cult reference. If what did God do with his love? It's in Romans 8, huh? He gave it. To whom? He gave his love to his Son. What do you mean by that? He poured out his love on him. He loved him. It's more than that.
He deposited it in the Son. Listen. In fact, he took all of his love out of himself, and all of the love that God has is inside Jesus.
You might say God had been left loveless.
There's no longer any love in God. Where is it all located? Well, you say, poor God. Not so.
Why, brother, yes, but still, there is more to God than love. Here's God.
And here is his love. Now, where is he put it? Inside Jesus Christ.
Where's Jesus Christ? In God. There's Christ, and there's the love, and there's God.
But it's all where? In Christ. Can you see there? God and his love. He took it all. He loved him so much and put it all in God.
I don't know what more you want out of Jesus Christ. He has gone the limit. Did Jesus fear the Father? Did the Father fear Jesus? Was he displeased with him? Then the love he poured upon him, was it perfect? And the love the Lord Jesus sent back to the Father, was it perfect? First, I want to just fall down on my knees and ask you, do you want a perfect relationship with Jesus Christ? Then how do you have it? Huh? You love him without fear. But brother, you got to go further than that. You've got to receive his love without fear. That is perfect and perfected love. To receive his love without fear. To turn to him and say, as the Father loved you, Lord Jesus, turn around and love me. Did the Father love Jesus Christ? Did he really love him? Did he really love him? Where did Jesus Christ learn love? He learned how to love from the Father. Are you a child of God? Are you a son or a daughter? Huh? You're a daughter. Where's Jesus Christ going to get his wife? From out of his side, and that's you. Where did Jesus Christ learn love? From the Father. Was the love perfect? Did he return that love to the Father? Was it perfect? Now then, what do you think Jesus wants to do with his bride? What? He wants to love her the way the Father loved him. Did Jesus Christ fear receiving the Father's love? Then what kind of a bride is Jesus Christ looking for? I tell you what kind of a bride he's looking for, an audacious bride. A bride with audacity. Do you understand the term audacity? He wants an audacious bride. One who will turn around to him and say, I don't fear you, Lord. Love me. I accept that law.
And let him love you.
One of you said the other night, I've stopped saying, Lord, love me. Wonderful. Glorious. Then what is there left to do? To be loved by him. Frankly, I'm not sure we ever get to the point we love him. What do you mean? I'm not sure I'll ever love the Lord. I'm only sure of one thing, that if I will let him love me, I'll get so full of his love will return to himself. I'm not even going to ever worry about loving Jesus Christ. All I want to do is get full of his loving me. I believe the rest will take care of itself. Okay, brother, sister, what is perfect love? It's love without fear. And after you have allowed the Lord to love you, he has said, I will love you as the Father loved me. There are two things about that love. One of them is, he allowed the Father to love him, and there was no fear. And he loved the Father, and there was no fear. I'm sorry, and he loved the Father, and there was no fear. And there was one other thing. What was it? I don't think I made my point clear. There are two things. And the other one was the Father put his love inside of Jesus Christ. Now then, how will the Lord Jesus love you? He will love you without condemnation if you will allow him to love you without being afraid. Then love can begin. And what will he do in his love? He will put it in you. And here is God. And here is Christ. And here's love. And we're here. Here is God. Here's Christ. Here's you. And here is the love of God.
I'm trying to sell a product tonight.
Will anybody buy it?
Will anybody?
The love of God in eternity that had no place to go has found its residence in you.
Don't just sit there and say, wow.
Come back to the most important thing I've got to say, except for the last point, forget it all. There is no reason for fear. Brothers and sisters, throw yourself on the Lord.
You know, I'm
down to this point.
I'm down to gambling you. May I challenge you?
If the Lord will not love you, leave the Christian faith. If that love is not as passionate as I've said it is, ask for your money back. I have something here, sisters and brothers. And it is genuine and it's real. And forget what I've said and please forget me and don't be stumbled by me. Come to the Lord and look at Him and look at nothing else but Him. And know that He is literally burning to pour love on you.
And we'll love.
There's no reason for fear. You have a right to that love. May I say you deserve that love? What have I ever done to deserve it? Nothing. It was what He did that allows you to deserve it. But He says you deserve it. I am calling the church to a deep, mystical experience with Christ.
Deeper than any other emotion you have. I stood here one night, 2 months ago, do you remember it? And I talked about having a passion for Christ.
And I said, an emotion deeper than any feeling your body had ever been capable of having.
To know Him with an emotion, a sense, deeper
than anything else you've ever known.
God, such a relationship with you. Your spirit is more powerful than your soul or your body. Brothers, I want you to know that His love is a consuming thing and it can be experienced to the point it burns out virtually everything else. And I believe it will burn everything else out. I would say it has. It does. But I can only speak of that which I have experienced. It is burning everything else out. What does it call for? I would like to say it calls for a deep sensitivity to Christ, but I'm not going to say that. I'd like to say it takes a consciousness of Christ throughout the day. I'm not going to say that.
I would like to say it takes a coming to him early in the morning. I'm not going to say that.
I'm going to say, brothers, it takes a Mary Magdalene who sees him and rattles him and clutches him. I don't know how to tell you to receive the Lord's love. I don't know how to tell you to be loved by him. But I can tell you one thing. You know how. If you look long enough. He has come as a passionate lover. And you are his only hope. He's looking for a girl, Kalav. You're his only possibility. If you let him down, he's got no place to go. And you've got to drop your human history and say, Lord, for your sake, I believe that I'm worthy of being loved. And throw yourself on him. I cannot show you how to love the Lord or be loved by him. But I think nearly everyone in this room has begun to taste that why. I only have one thing more to say to you, and that is, it's a lot stronger why than you have at this moment realized. You know how strong it is? Do you know how strong it is? It's as strong as you can believe it today. It can be that strong and no stronger. But it can be that strong. I think how strong it is. It's strong enough for you to be loved by Jesus Christ with all the passion with which God is capable of pouring out. Okay, tonight, I am through. Gene, we need to hear this about 2 more years.